ABC Radio Australia.
Tourists coming to Palau will soon be rewarded for participating in sustainable activities, thanks to a soon-to-be-launched app that tracks tourists' impact on the island. The Olau Palau app then gives those who take part in a sustainable tourism access to exclusive activities, as Rovka Volodare reports.
The idea for Olau Palau was born out of a desire to reward tourists who limit their carbon footprint.
Olau is an action where you're calling someone over, so you're asking somebody who you know well in an informal way to come join you or to be a part of something that you're doing.
Jennifer Gibbons is a co-founder of the NGO The Palau Legacy Project and a co-developer of the Olau Palau Initiative.
We thought, okay, how can we give visitors who come to Palau that experience of a family member, that experience of a good friend, instead of just here's a quick trip, we drop into Palau.
The idea behind Olau Palau is pretty simple. Travelers doing their bit to cut down on pollution will be rewarded by unlocking cultural experiences that are normally reserved for friends and family.
The idea under development is that you will be able to do so with an app that starts to record all of your amazing activity in Palau. And then it'll start to unlock and reveal the different experiences that you could access because of that.
Activities that earn points will include taking part in ecotourism projects, eating sustainable seafood, and answering questions about Palau's biodiversity and culture. Pre-COVID, Palau relied heavily on tourism. After stopping flights in and out of the country at the start of the pandemic, visitors have slowly started trickling in this year. To support businesses get back on their feet, the NGO-driven project is aiming to help the country to rebuild its tourism sector in a sustainable way. And this isn't the first initiative Palau has launched to encourage tourists to treat its environment with care. It includes the Palau Pledge, which requires foreigners to sign an environmental promise when they enter.
Touching, feeding, chasing, or taking away our wild animals is bad for our island.
In this Palau Pledge video that is shown on flights, tourists are urged to limit their footprints.
If you break it, it takes years to grow again.
But this newest initiative is dialing it up a notch.
Every time you do those things that help Palau survive as an island nation in that positive way, we should be offering you up points that allow you to access and unlock experiences that visitor who would just come for the weekend and leave potentially would not necessarily have.
The rewards can then be tailored to a traveler's interest, be that swimming, diving, hiking, or cultural activities. They aren't free, but only available to tourists who have earned a certain number of points in the app. Once tourists reach a certain number of points, they get access to certain experiences, like visiting the remote Bunkelkelau village. Rose Ongalibang is from that village.
The village is a very old village. It has its old stone path. You go through the mangrove channel to the village, and it's old stone path. You cannot have roads like cars and everything, so you just go. So that's what we want to, you know, introduce to the world, that there is such a village in Palau.
She says sustainability is at the heart of everything they plan to do.
The visitors can come and visit. They take the boat from the jungle river where you can feed the crocodile, and after that you come into the channel to the village. When you come to the village, you can experience taro farming. When I say taro, it's the giant taro and the purple taro. And then you can go to this historical site.
Other experiences are said to include visiting a freshwater lake or taking a tour to dive in a secluded spot. Tourists that don't gain enough points won't have access to these experiences. Palau Tourism's Ray Marino says they're still waiting for tourist numbers to increase.
Reliant on the flights that come in, so far we only have about 2 or 3 flights a week. So it's coming in mostly from Guam, maybe about 1/3 of what we used to have.
But he says the personal carbon app is a good initiative for when numbers pick up.
It's a good thing to have. We want our tourists, when they come to Palau, to be conscious of the impact that they have. And I think that's a good way of mitigating that.
Jennifer Gibbons hopes the app will be launched by the end of the year.
That was Dubrovka Volodya with that report.